Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cinelio Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio. Went through some struggles the last couple days because Blog Talk Radio deleted my account and deleted 16 pages of my tracks. But got the show back up, but missing still those pages of track. I was up all night trying to re-upload some tracks, but I think I've got enough to bring to you this morning. So again, welcome to the Flavor of Jazz. Sit back, relax, and taking the flavor of some very, very amazing jazz artists from around the world. And I'm going to start out this morning with a piece by Lloyd Watson, and this is called Let Me Holler At Ya.
Yeah, hey girl, where you come from? Look, I'm not trying to run game, baby, just let me holler at you just for a minute. Now, really, I'm not going to tarry long. Check this out. Thank you. what's up, sexy? I mean, you like what you hear? I mean, I'm, whew, for real. Can I be down? That's all I'm saying, baby.
That was Lloyd Watson with his piece, Let Me Holler At Ya. Now I'm going to take you over to Michigan and play a piece by Melvin Chenault. And this is a new piece for me. It's called Her. All right, that was Melvin Chenault with his piece, Her. It's interesting where, especially with the jazz artists, how they come up with the name of their pieces. I'm going to have to ask Melvin why he named that piece Her. Anyway, I'm going to take you down to Kansas and play a piece by my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this is called Just a Touch. Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz. I started out today's show with a piece by Lloyd Watson, Melvin Chenault, and the last piece was Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and it is called Just a Touch. Now I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest, where I am from, and play a piece by the Goody Bag, which is called Spoken Word. That was the Goody Bag with their piece called Spoken Word. Now I'm going to play a piece by my dear friend Baron Parker, and this is a new piece. When I first read it, it hit me, but when I heard it, it means even more. And take a listen and see what you think. This is called The New You. Thank you.
over, and they're gone. You just found the new you, and it looks good on you. You wear it well. You're going to be very happy, I can tell. This is how you're meant to be, full of life, hope, and energy. It's a new you. It's a new you. It's the new you. Welcome back to the world. Open your eyes and see.
That was Baron Parker with his piece, The New You. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to have to add that one to my daily morning listening selection. You know, it just speaks so much to me. And as I was talking about attitudes this past week on the Artist Roundtable, you know, that's one of the things that I believe that we can do. We can all deal with, you know, what we've gone through. And, you know, and leave that past and the negative things behind us and just move forward. And every day we take a breath and we open our eyes and get up. It's always a new opportunity to look at life differently. So anyway, I love that piece, Baron. Thank you so much for allowing me to share it on Flava News Radio. I'm going to take you to Detroit and play a piece by a dear friend of mine, and this is called Summons by John D. Green Sr. Uh-oh. Did it stop? Maybe it stopped. Anyway, there was a lot of static in that one, wasn't there? So let me actually scroll and see if I've got another piece by John that I can play. I'm going to play Melodocracy. This is one of my favorite, and it is being played around the world. That was John D. Green Sr. with his piece called Melodocracy. I will find out what happened to that track called Summons. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to the Flavor of Jazz this morning. This is one of my favorite shows, and especially my favorite shows to do this early in the morning here in Seattle, Washington. I want to welcome the people that are in the chat room right now, Dream Citadel Media, who is Baron Parker, and you heard me play Baron's piece, which is called The New You. There's Guest 2108, and then my new friend, MBK1 Radio out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Kevin Cowden from Speakeasy Unplugged. So thank you so much for hanging out with me in the chat room today. To those that are hanging out live in the wings, and to my dear friend John D. Green Sr. hanging out on the phone. So I'm just going to keep this going. Again, this is all about jazz. I'm going to throw some poetry, spoken word pieces in there. And you never know, maybe a few little soul R&B. But I'm going to play a piece. Oh, you know what? I am going to play this piece. I have never played it before. I was trying to hold out It's not necessarily maybe what I would call jazz, but I think it is so cute and it takes me back in the day. This is Ava Lamert with her piece called Flow On. Ava Lamert with her piece Flow On, and that was her vocals and also saxophone playing. She's going to be my featured guest on the All Media Artist Show. Oh gosh, I want to say something like the 27th of April, so be sure to tune in to that day. I think she's going to be a character, but she's an amazing, amazing talent. I'm going to play a piece by Brian O'Neill, and this is called Dreams in Color. Thank you. That was Dream in Color by Brian O'Neill. Brian is an absolutely amazing pianist, artist out of the Detroit, Michigan area. And, you know, he's probably one of the independent artists that has been able to make some moves. It's not easy. He's still, you know, struggling out there, you know, trying to make it and to be recognized. But one of the things that I can honestly say about Brian O'Neill, not only is he an amazing artist, he is an activist, he is a humanitarian. And if he wanted to be known for something, I would think that he would want to be known for his organization, which is called the Do Foundation. He has a passion to bring an end to homelessness. He has gotten out there on the streets. This particular song that I just played, I believe, was used for his video of living on the streets for about a week as a homeless person in Detroit. When he travels and performs around the United States, he always reaches out to the homeless, whether it be you know, just sharing a conversation, whether it's sharing a meal or even giving up his hotel room for a homeless person to stay in. So, you know, he's somebody to really pay attention to. But if you don't pay attention to his music, I really, really would suggest that you check out the Do Foundation and pay attention and get involved and, you know, donate or do something in your own community for the homeless population. It's something that I'm very passionate about myself. I work over here for an agency called Friends of Youth, and I work at a facility where we provide housing for 9 homeless youth. So, you know, a big ups to Brian O'Neill. I'm going to bring you back here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by Butch Harrison, and this is called Butch's Blues. Thank you. That was Butch Harrison from right here in the Pacific Northwest with his piece called Butch's Blues. Now I'm going to take you back out to Detroit and play a piece by my dear friend Chinny Lou Bomani, and this is called Midnight in Harlem. That was Chinelu Bomani with his piece, Midnight in Harlem. Now I'm going to play a piece. I don't know where this particular artist is from, but this is E. Alexander with his piece called Can't Wait, produced by POP Productions. Welcome to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio. In the first hour, you heard the flavor of Lloyd Watson, Melvin Chenault, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, Goody Bag, Baron Parker, John D. Green Sr., Ava Lamert, Brian O'Neill, Butch Harrison, Chinelu Bomani, and this last piece was E. Alexander with his piece called Can't Wait. If you are a jazz artist and you would love to have your sound heard on the Flavor of Jazz, please feel free to email me some high-quality MP3 tracks along with your artist bio to radio@flavornews.com. If you are a fan of jazz and you know an artist out there that might fit the bill, you know, tell them, you know, to get at me. I'm looking for some new music. Cat tuned in to Blog Talk yesterday and found out my account was deleted. I had 20 pages of music uploaded, and 16 of them disappeared. So I'm working with Blog Talk. They claim that they have a technician working on it to re-upload my music. But if not, you know what? We're just going to start all over again. Let me start out this second hour with a piece by a dear friend of mine. I actually have not met him face-to-face, even though I've seen him in person, but he's become a very, very big supporter of Flava News and Flava News Radio. And this is Kevin Cowden from Speakeasy Unplugged with his rendition of Riviera Paradise. That was Kevin Cowden with his piece, Riviera Paradise. And Kevin is part of the Speakeasy Unplugged band that are performing all over the Seattle area. And they've got a lot of gigs booked. I'm very, very impressed. I've had the opportunity to see them perform live once, and I do plan on getting out there and supporting them and just taking in their flavor. It's just an amazing experience to be in a place you know, where this band plays, and just feeling the vibe of just the people there, you know, wanting to experience them too is just a wonderful experience. Now I want to take you to Ohio and play a piece by Black Eyes, and this is called Do You Ever? Black Eyes with their piece, Do You Ever? Now I want to play a piece by Brian Jett. He's become a very, very supportive artist of Flavor News Radio. He is out of the Kentucky area, and I'm going to play Remembering When. Thank you. That was Brian Jett with his piece, Remembering When. Now I'm going to take you over to Rome, Italy, and play a piece by Antonio Ferraro, and this is called Quiet.
Thank you.
That was Antonio Ferraro with his piece, Quiet. Now I'm going to take you to Washington, D.C. and play a piece by David Dyson, which is called French Toast.
Thank you.
That was David Dyson with French Toast. Now I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine and a big supporter also of Flava News Radio, and this is Big Trigger. He is an amazing man. He also is a big supporter of jazz artists and poetry and bringing them together. He has a radio station online called Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, which you can find at www.sojpradio.com. He also does an annual show every October in Philadelphia where he brings jazz and poets together to put on an absolutely amazing show. I don't know if I'll be able to make it out there this year. I'm hoping that I will because I've heard that it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. So, let me just continue playing some music, but again, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to play a piece by Big Trigger. I got to rambling about him and totally spaced out. So this is Our Moment by Big Trigger.
No limitation, no limitation, no limitation. When you hold me close and we look into each other's eyes, it's almost as if time stands still. There are no worries. There are no fears. All that is important is this moment, our moment, a space and time set aside just for you and I. Hold me closer.
Kiss me.
Kiss me. Kiss me again. The very thought of you has the ability to melt me. I can feel your presence even before I can see you laying here. There is nothing that I want more than to have you for my very own.
No limitation.
My greatest joy has been finding myself sharing time and space within your domain, learning the inner workings of your mind while exploring the hills and valleys of your exterior landscape. And because our intimacy gives me such a natural high, I find myself existing on cloud nine with no thought of ever returning to Earth's atmosphere. Breathing your refined air as I whisper naughty secrets to tantalize your ears, knowing instantly that it's only been me lacking you to complete the true picture. Wishing I could freeze time, but knowing I cannot. While our union perpetuates eternally, our souls combine in that vacuum that knows no limitations or aggravations of the everyday world. Your piercing eyes ignite a feeling that burns deeply in my soul. No other has ever sparked an emotion that seems to carry me to a place where pleasures live. Temptations and sensual desires overwhelm every part of my consciousness, encouraging me to indulge in such hedonistic sensations that will propel me to reach that climax that so many view as so powerful. With your smooth caresses and warm glances, you have managed to capture that part of me that runs free, giving me an opportunity to experience this feeling of calmness and serenity that has surprisingly left me speechless. Not wanting it to ever end, but knowing that you will be here, waiting for another chance to showcase your magic, making this experience something truly worth waiting for. As you lay beside me glowing, and I'm infinitely thankful that you belong to me, and that you will forever be my girl. No limitation, no limitation.
That was Big Trigger with his piece, Our Moment. Now I'm going to play another piece by Lloyd Watson, and this is a piece I'd never played before, and this is called Star Kitty. Thank you. We were just listening to Star Kitty by Lloyd Watson. Lloyd has a new CD out right now, which is called 4918. It's available on iTunes and CD Baby, and also his website, lloydwatson.com. And Lloyd is spelled L-O-Y-D. Lloyd is out of the Louisiana area by way of Alabama, and he just finished performing and promoting his new CD out in Vegas. So exciting things are happening for him. We've just got a little bit left, you know, time left in the show. And, you know, I was thinking about maybe switching it up just a little bit and play this artist. He really thinks that his sound should be heard on the jazz show. And let me play a taste for you, and you let me know what you think. This is Morpheus Magnetic with his piece, The Rain.
Rain down. I hear rain. I hear rain. I hear rain. rain, I see the rain, I hear it coming down. I hear the rain, I see the rain, and I know that it's coming down. I wonder you amount to, and I don't even know what to tell you. Observing my people, they're looking confused. You say one, I say two. I said, so what do we amount to? And I don't even know what to tell you. Observing my people, they're looking confused. You say one, and I say two. Black man, get your head right. Looking deep inside your soul. Integrating body, spirit, and mind. And make the three parts whole. So you and I are spiritual beings. And spirits in the physical. The maker, owner, and the cream of the planet. Cause God ain't invisible, no.
That was Morpheus Magnetic from right here in the Pacific Northwest with his piece, Rain. Now I'm going to take you back to Michigan again and play a piece by Melvin Chenault featuring Brian O'Neill, and this is called Wrong. Thank you. We were just listening to Melvin Chenault with his piece called Wrong, featuring Brian O'Neill. In this last hour, you have heard the flavor of Kevin Cowden, Black Eyes, Brian Jett, Antonio Ferraro, David Dyson, Big Trigger, Lloyd Watson, Morpheus Magnetic, and again, we just heard Melvin Chenault. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in to listen to the Flavor of Jazz live today, whether you hung out in the chat room or you just listened in on the wings of the show or even on the phone. And I especially appreciate those that come back and check out the archives of the Flavor of Jazz. Flavor of Jazz is one of the shows that I listen to generally at nighttime when I'm just trying to chill and relax. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange that a radio show host comes back and checks out her own show, but I do. I really, really love the sounds of the jazz artists that I am receiving from around the world. Due to glitches here on Blog Talk, they deleted 16 pages of my tracks, so I'm working on getting those all back. But again, if you are a jazz artist or you know of a jazz artist, I would love to meet some new talents and be able to share their flavor on the Flavor of Jazz and all of the Flavor News radio shows. You can send your high-quality MP3s along with your artist bio, if I don't have it, to radio@flavornews.com. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Flavor of Jazz. And I am going to close out this show today with a piece, maybe you wouldn't call it jazz, but I'm still going to play it. This is a young lady who is going to be my featured guest next Tuesday on the Leopard Carpet, and this is Mate with her piece, Sincerely, I'm Yours. God bless, take care, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, baby. I saw your sister yesterday. She said that you was going to leave me because I lost my job. Is that really true?
I know that times are hard right now. The word is out that our marriage won't last. Listen, listen, baby.
You have been listening to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio.